Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing something from parents lately, and I wonder if it sounds familiar to you. Your child says reading is boring. They avoid books completely. And you're worried because you know how important reading is, and you want them to love stories the way you do. First, I want you to take a deep breath with me, because what I'm about to share might completely change how you see this moment. Your child isn't bored with reading. They're protecting themselves from feeling unsuccessful. And that, my friend, is actually a sign of their beautiful, developing emotional intelligence. Let me explain what the magic book taught me about this. When young children ages 5 and 6 say that reading is boring, research shows they're experiencing something completely normal. The National Academies of Sciences studied this, and they found that motivational frameworks established during these early years predict literacy outcomes 5 years later. That means how we respond to reading reluctance right now shapes their relationship with books for years to come. Dr. Jody Sherman-Lavos, a developmental scientist who has spent years studying early learning, says something so reassuring. She says, as experts who have developed early reading pathways for years, we weren't surprised by her story. It happens all the time. Did you hear that? All the time. Your child is not unusual. This is a normal developmental phase, but here's what's really happening beneath the surface. When children at this age say something is boring, they often mean it feels hard or frustrating or like they might not be successful at it. And children are incredibly wise about protecting their sense of competence. If reading feels like something they might fail at, their brain says, "I'm not interested in that." It's a beautiful self-protection mechanism. The Institute of Museum and Library Services did comprehensive research on reading motivation, and they found something wonderful. Caregiver engagement and enthusiasm about reading significantly improves children's intrinsic interest in books, not drilling. Not pressure, connection and joy. So what does this mean for you? It means that right now, in this moment, you have an incredible opportunity. You get to show your child that reading isn't about being perfect. It's about exploring, wondering, and enjoying stories together. Here's what I want you to try. First, take all the pressure off. If your child only wants to look at pictures, that's reading. If they want to make up their own stories from the illustrations, that's literacy. If they want you to read to them while they build with blocks nearby, that's creating positive associations with books. Second, follow their interests. Does your child love dinosaurs? Find books about dinosaurs. Do they love trucks? Find books about trucks. The magic book knows that when children see their passions reflected in stories, reading stops feeling like a chore and starts feeling like an adventure. Third, make reading cozy and special. Create a little reading nook with soft pillows and warm light. Let them choose the books. Let them turn the pages. Let them stop whenever they want. You're building positive memories, not checking off a skill. And here's something beautiful. We have a story in the book of Inara called The Learning Voyage that speaks directly to this. It's about two friends, Ethan and Sophia, who discover a gentle cruise ship where every mistake becomes a wonderful learning experiment. The ship has cozy spaces that remember and celebrate each attempt at trying something new. When Ethan and Sophia discover that their ship cabins glow warmly when they try new things, even if their attempts don't succeed perfectly, they learn something profound. The trying itself is what matters, not immediate perfection. And that's exactly the message your child needs to hear about reading. After you share this story with your child, you can talk about it together. You can say, "Remember how Ethan and Sophia's cabins glowed when they tried new things?" That's what happens in your brain when you try to read. Even if it feels hard, your brain is growing and learning, and that's wonderful. You can create your own learning voyage at home. Make a cozy reading space and celebrate every attempt your child makes with books, even if they only look at pictures. Even if they make up their own stories from the images, even if they just sit with you while you read aloud, all of it counts, all of it matters. The research is so clear on this. Children whose caregivers respond to reading reluctance with creativity, patience, and connection to the child's interests develop stronger literacy skills and more positive attitudes toward reading than those who experience pressure or frustration during this sensitive developmental period. You're not behind. Your child isn't broken. This is a normal phase, and you're handling it beautifully by being here, by learning, by caring enough to understand what's really happening. The magic book whispers this truth to me all the time. Every child learns to love reading in their own time, in their own way. Your job isn't to force it. Your job is to make books feel safe, joyful, and connected to love. And you're already doing that by seeking to understand your child's heart. So tonight, or tomorrow, or whenever feels right, try this. Snuggle up with your child in a cozy spot. Let them choose a book, any book. And if they just want to look at pictures, celebrate that. If they want to tell you their own story from the illustrations, celebrate that. If they want you to read while they play nearby, celebrate that. You're planting seeds of literacy through connection and joy. And those seeds will grow into a beautiful love of reading, I promise you. The Magic Book and I have seen it happen thousands and thousands of times. You're doing such important work, wonderful parent. Your child is so lucky to have someone who cares this much, who seeks to understand rather than force, who leads with love. Keep going. Keep connecting. Keep making reading feel like love. The Book of Inara is here to help you on this journey. We have so many stories designed to make learning feel safe and joyful. Stories that show children that trying is what matters, that mistakes are experiments, that they are capable and loved exactly as they are. Sweet dreams, my wonderful friend, until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.